My brothers and sisters, our topic today is God's atomic bomb, the blood of Christ. Our key verse is Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, that is the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. The message of the blood of Christ speaks of the totality of Christ's triumph over Satan and sin through his crucifixion and resurrection. It also speaks of our victory over Satan and sin through our union with Christ's death and resurrection when we were born again. For when Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, he conquered sin, disease, death, and the devil. Jesus said, "The ruler of this world has already been judged and condemned." John chapter 16, verse 11. By his blood shed on the cross, Christ completely conquered Satan and stripped him of his authority and power. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. After he had risen from the dead, Jesus declared, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was not just an historical event that took place 2,000 years ago on a bluff outside the gates of Old Jerusalem. Christ's death was a holy and divine sacrifice that took place in God's eternal heavenly tabernacle. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 through 24. Therefore, Christ's death on the cross transcended all physical time and space, and was a heavenly act with spiritual power that reverberates throughout eternity. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was like a spiritual atomic bomb detonated in the heavenly realm, and his blood is the eternal basis for Satan's total defeat. For by his blood, Jesus Christ not only freed us from the penalty of sin by forgiving our sins, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, he has freed us from the power of sin by completely removing our sinful nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Although this twofold divine provision of the cross of Christ is God's atomic bomb that he gave us to overcome Satan and sin, most Christians only apply the first provision of the blood of Christ, forgiveness for their sins. They do not know that through Christ's death on the cross, God removed our sinful nature when we were saved, so that his risen Son could sovereignly live in us. The result is that most Christians are severely hard-pressed and handicapped to resist Satan's temptations and attacks. They believe their sins are forgiven, but they do not know how to stop practicing sin and live by faith in Christ who indwells them by his Spirit. What sort of salvation would we have if God only saved us from the penalty of our sins and then left us on our own to deal with the demonic power and oppression of sin? How could God have destroyed Satan's foothold in us if he left a hostile and evil sinful nature living within us? How could we spiritually overcome our enemy, the devil, if we still had an enemy allied to him waging guerrilla warfare within us? This would be a pitiful and incomplete redemption that would not fulfill God's eternal purpose to have a glorious and victorious church who overcomes the devil and sin by the blood of the Lamb. Yet most Christians are defeated by Satan and sin because they think this is as far as God went, when in actuality this is as far as their knowledge of the truth of the gospel has gone. Consequently, many Christians do not understand why they are entangled in compromising sinful habits, or plagued with bouts of fear, anger, and depression, or trapped in food, alcohol, drug, and sexual addictions. As God has said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Although most Bible translations confusingly use the term flesh for both the sinful nature and the unconverted soul life, that is, the unrenewed mind, there is a crucial difference. Our unrenewed mind is not like the sinful nature, which was a powerful entity, a sin factory within us that continuously produced sinful attitudes and actions, and therefore had to be destroyed by Christ's death on the cross. Now that we no longer have an indwelling and controlling sinful nature, the spiritual battleground has shifted to our mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. However, our unrenewed mind can be transformed and submitted to Christ's sovereignty if we believe and act on his finished work on the cross. As a result, we are now able by faith to put to death and rid ourselves of the carnal mindset of our unconverted soul life and put on the mind of Christ and his way of thinking and acting. Romans chapter 8, verse 13, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 26. Paul said, "The weapons of our warfare are not natural, but divinely powerful to demolish strongholds." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. By applying God's spiritual atomic bomb, we can demolish the strongholds of sin in our lives that have habitually defeated us in the past. Paul further said, "We cast down vain imaginations and every barrier of pride that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. As we renew and fortify our mind with the truth of God's word, that we are dead to sin but alive in Christ, we are able to resist the devil and forcefully reject all sinful attitudes and soulish fantasies that would try to undermine our faith and ensnare us in sin. As Paul said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is." Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The bride of Christ who crushes Satan under her feet wears the full armor of God over her wedding dress. This is the bride who deploys God's atomic bomb, the blood of Christ, in spiritual warfare. The unstoppable shockwaves of God's power and light that radiate out into the heavenly and earthly realm from the divinely powerful eternal explosion of the cross of Christ will inevitably demolish all the walls of the dominion of darkness into the dustbin of history. As each successive generation of God's warrior saints lays hold of and deploys the divine power that emanates from the cross of Christ to advance the kingdom of God, they will totally demolish Satan's strongholds of sin, first in their own lives and then by helping others find God's deliverance from sin. Now have come the salvation and power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before God day and night, has been thrown down. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, and chapter 11, verse 15. www.christcrucified.info